Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to your Christmas special, Panda Talks. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brady.
And I'm totally stealing this from Dispatchers from Myrtle Beach. If you do not listen to that, we are not starting out strong tonight. If you do not listen to that podcast, I highly suggest you do. If you're a fan of Good Mythical Morning, it is Link Neil and his father, Charles Neil. And it is, it's hilarious. So they did this on their last episode. I thought it was freaking funny. So we're going to do it for your Christmas episode. So it's going to be a little short one, but I thought it'd be fun. They played Mad Libs, which is one of my favorite games ever. So we're going to do a Christmas Mad Libs. I want to say what they did, but I don't want to influence you, Brady.
Yeah, okay.
But they tried to do their Mad Libs naughty, which if you know Link Neil, meant it was like over the top.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do it and be genuine. If you want to be naughty, you can be naughty. If you want to be silly, be silly. Like, I definitely have my go-to, like, favorite words to use during Mad Libs, so we can... But, you know, I'm going to be asking you the majority of these, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Give me a noun.
A horse.
It's funny because so Charles Neil, he's very southern, for those who don't know, and it was just sad and funny. Well, oh, I was gonna tell you this, but I forgot. He was drinking Fireball that episode because he had a cold, and he said it's for medicinal purposes, but he was, like, pretty smashed before he took his first sip, because he couldn't say medicinal purposes.
Medicinal purposes.
No, he said it like, medicinal person is, or something, like, it was so slurred. And, but he was, so he's taking his Fireball for medicinal purposes, so he wouldn't cough his head off during the episode. And then he asked Link for an adjective, and he's like, give me an adjective, Dad. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to figure out what an adjective is first. And you just reminded me of that, where you, like, took a minute to do the noun.
Blazer thing.
So I thought you were going to be like, have to figure out what a noun is.
An adjective, that's a...
descriptive word.
Descriptive word, yeah.
All right, so give me another noun.
A wiener. I'll do both. I'll give it dirty and clean.
All right, another noun.
Person,
place, or thing.
A bedroom. I did two.
Okay, give me a plural noun.
Plural noun. Some chickens.
I thought this would be fun to do with you tonight. Adjective.
Huge.
I'm gonna add my favorite adjective in because I love it.
Moist.
No, jiggly. Do you want the next one to be moist?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Verb, transitive past tense.
What the hell?
What does that mean?
Jumped.
Wouldn't it just be jumped?
Well, it's something like, so verb is an action, but past tense would be like...
Well, but transitive.
I don't know what transitive means, but...
I don't either.
I'm going to say... I'll just say jumped. Well, if it doesn't make
okay,
sense...
Okay, I have two verb transitive past tense. McCade's probably texting me right now with what it means, but it's too late, McCade. Verb transitive past tense, and then two verb intransitive past tense.
Intransitive.
Should we Google this real quick?
Yeah, I'll Google it.
Okay, we'll be back when we got the answers. Hold your fingers, McCade. We're figuring it out.
I got a list of intransitive verbs.
This is really confusing. So it sounds like transitive means it's related to an object.
Yes.
And intransitive means it's not related to an object, which wouldn't that just...
Yeah. I got a list of intransitive, though.
Well, would you rather do that or just be genuine and do... So would jumped... Because I feel like jumped, it's all, like, substantial, though, right? Because jumped, you jumped off the roof, you know? Yeah,
that could be both.
Yeah, so...
All
right, well, give me another transitive past tense.
A transitive?
Yeah. Are you, like, worried now that we're going to do it wrong?
No, I don't know. Jacked off. That's transitive, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Now I need two intransitive past term verbs. Past tense.
We'll do smelled. That's on this list.
All right.
And spitted. Spit?
Spat?
Oh.
Pick another one. Not to be rude, but we're both confused, so.
What did I do for the other one?
You did jumped, jacking off, smelled. Didn't you say laugh was one? Do you want to just go with that?
Yeah, I just do laughed.
All right. Ugh, this on my phone.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, this
is gonna be I need one. Oh, a verb intransitive present tense.
Intransitive present tense.
I can also do a random word if you need to. It's not as fun.
Lie. That's one on this list.
Give me an animal.
A giraffe.
Giraffe-y.
Giraffe.
Oh, my hell. Okay, give me another animal.
Unicorn.
Animal plural.
I
hope this is fun for people.
Hyenas.
And another animal plural.
Rats. I'm currently talking to Remy.
Oh. Great. Dwelling.
Let's do condominiums. Just put condos.
I'll put confo because I have fat fingers.
Confos.
All right. Body part.
Wiener.
We already did wiener.
Boobs.
Body part.
Butts.
Okay. Body part.
Vagina. What else is left?
Do they all have to be plural? These don't say to be plural.
I've been saying plural. You can.
Oh, do you know what? We're going to do those not plural because it looks like I have some body parts plural coming up.
Oh, shit.
Okay, body parts, plural.
Butthole.
Plural.
Oh, damn it. Fingers.
Gosh. All right, link nail. Another plural body part.
Teeth. Does that count?
That's going to be... I feel like I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Time period.
The Old West.
Time period.
Victorian era.
Do I have to put era?
I don't. Just put Victorian. We'll know what it means.
Okay.
As you're reading it, you'll be able to decide.
We're almost done. Sound. Oh!
What?
Can I put queef?
Go for it.
I don't know how to spell queef, but...
I think it's Q-U.
It's always Q-U. Q-U-E-P-H?
No, E-E-F.
E-E-F.
What the hell is happening?
My phone's going to autocorrect it to queen. Relationship.
Mother.
Person. George Washington?
Yeah, George Washington.
Okay, first name.
Dracula. Oh, wait, his name is
Is
Vladimir.
Vlad.
Vladimir.
First name?
Barney. I'm just trying to do, like, first thing that comes in my head.
Whatever you want, bro. Food, singular.
Pizza.
Food, plural.
Chicken wings.
I hope my phone's just not like buzzing the whole time. I tried turning it off, but it's still like. Article of clothing.
Panties.
I cannot type. Article of clothing, plural.
Shorts.
Would that be plural? Because even single is the
Yeah,
same.
well, because I have two pairs of shorts.
Okay, fair. You're right. Furniture, singular.
A chair.
Furniture, singular.
Table.
And furniture, plural.
Stools.
All right. "'Twas the old west before Christmas, and all through the condo not a creature was stirring, not even a giraffe. The shorts were hung by the chair with care, in hopes that Saint Vladimir soon would be there. The children were all nestled snug in their stools, while visions of sugar chicken wings danced in their fingers. And mother in her kerchief, and I in my cap." That mother you added, by the way. So,
Really?
way to fuck that one up. I'm just kidding.
Damn, I nailed it.
"And mother in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the table to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, jumped open the shutters, and jacked off up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of mid-Victorian to objects below, when what to my wandering eye should appear but a huge horse and eight tiny hyenas. With the little old driver so lively and jiggly, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Vladimir. More rapid than rats his hyenas they came, and he whistled and smelled and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Barney, now Wiener and Vixen, on George Washington, on Unicorn, on Panties and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the bedroom, now lie away, lie away, lie away all. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing and prancing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chair Saint Vladimir came with a bound. His eyes, how they laughed, his dimples, how moist. His teeth were like chickens, his boobs like a pizza. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the shorts, then turned with a jerk, and laying his butt aside of his vagina and gave a nod up the chair he rose. That made no fucking sense.
Hell yeah.
And laying his butt aside of his vagina and gave a nod up the chair he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a queef, and away they all flew like the sound of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good old West." Do you feel so proud of yourself right now?
No, but I got a chuckle out of it.
Some things could have gone better, but you know what?
You know what?
It's fine.
That's the point of Mad Libs,
I
man.
love Mad Libs. Could we start making it a thing where we do one Mad Libs per episode?
Sure.
I would love that. I need to explore like better, because Jiggly's always my go-to. And I need to find. Oh, I heard a good one recently. It was like something with an R.
Wrigley.
It's not Wrigley. It was almost like It was almost like undulating, but it had a better rattle. No, I can't think of it, but it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, Merry Christmas episode. I told you it'd be short, but it's a bonus, so I mean, what are you gonna do, right?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And to all a good Old West.
I've been Amanda.
I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.